Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, a shocking new report shows how air travel affects the environment. A group of eighth graders created a new invention that could change the game of football. And you will never guess what this tiny sticker can do to help you lose weight. But first, more college graduates are moving back in with their parents. According to the real estate site Zillow, 28% of recent college graduates moved back in with mom and dad in 2016. That's up from 19% in 2005. Those numbers are even higher in places that were affected by the housing crash during the Great Recession. In Las Vegas, 39% of college grads live at home. In Riverside, California, more than half of graduates move in with their parents. Young people with diplomas are also more likely to live with parents in expensive housing markets. That's 45% in Miami and 42% in New York. In the same time period, recent graduates became less likely to be living with a romantic partner, dropping from 44 to 34%. Zillow says the trend is due to stricter lending standards, higher housing prices, and less inventory. One Zillow analyst says underemployment or more precarious jobs make it much harder to save up enough to move out. Many young adults still say they're optimistic about being able to afford a home, even if they can't do it right now. Let's go to Danielle Knox now from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear there's one thing in our fridge we should be eating every day.
Hi, that's right, Kristen. What do you have for breakfast in the morning? You may want to consider eating an egg. In fact, you may want to consider an egg every day. According to a new study from Peking University Health Science Center in China, eating an egg a day may actually lower your risk of having a heart attack and stroke compared to those who don't eat eggs at all. Want to keep your mental health intact? Keep your bedtime. A study published in Lancet Psychiatry says disruptions to the body's internal clock can increase the risk of mood disorders. Researchers followed the sleep patterns of 91,000 people in the UK, and what they found was that those who were more active at night were more likely to have symptoms of bipolar disorder, depression, and other mental health conditions. And experts say that you should maintain that daily bedtime routine even on the weekends. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, let's go back to you now.
Well, another good reason to always get that 8 hours of sleep. Thanks, Danielle.
A group of middle schoolers from Kentucky have designed a 3D printed creation that may help fight the opioid crisis. The students out of Ashland Middle School were national winners of Samsung's Solve for Tomorrow contest with their device that allows first responders to collect hazardous needles left behind by drug users. The kids basically used a 3D printer to hollow out the center of a rectangular box with plastic teeth on one side so authorities could pick up hypodermic needles without risk of being poked. A senior director at Samsung said, "What we thought was really so amazing was their ingenuity, their ability to prototype and create different designs. Sometimes simple really is the best solution."
Despite what you might see on social media, it takes some time to get back in shape after having a baby. So here's the question. Can women please keep it real when it comes to their post-baby bodies? Paige Failing from Fox 46 in Charlotte joins us now with an update about a woman who's doing just that. Hey, Paige.
Amen. Kristen, I swear, if I see one more supermodel with a flat stomach minutes after pushing out a human, I am going to scream. I like a girl who shows what it's really like, okay? So we introduced you to Emily Breeze earlier this year when she was pregnant with baby number two, showing off her varicose veins loud and proud on Instagram. Her beautiful little baby girl, Mercy Days, is here now. And guess what? So is that post-pregnancy baby belly. Even though Breeze is a fitness professional, she really prides herself, of course, on her fitness and before pics like this one. She's not afraid, though, to be honest, that it's going to be a while, you know, before she gets back to her old self and looks like that again. And here's the bright side, Kristen. Always remember, as anybody with a nursing baby will tell you, that belly goes away, but other body parts that get bigger with pregnancy stick around for a little while, too. So maybe it's kind of just all about keeping things in perspective, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes, I know exactly what you mean. Thanks, Paige.
There are many different calorie counter apps where you can track your diet, but they all require you to manually input what you ate throughout the day, and the calorie estimates can be imprecise. But researchers at Tufts University School of Engineering have created a device that takes all the guesswork out of it, a 2x2 millimeter gold sensor you can put on your tooth. The sensor can detect your salt, glucose, and alcohol intake from the food you eat, and then it sends that information to a mobile device. Researchers say the tiny, durable sensor could change the way doctors monitor the nutrition of patients. Currently, they rely on mouth guards and wiring to track nutrients, which wear down quickly and are hard to use. The sensor could have a major impact on patients who want to have a better sense of their diets, as long as they can get over the gold spot on their tooth. Global tourism has a direct impact on the environment, and a new study found it's 4 times worse than previously estimated. The information is published in Nature Climate Change, and it analyzed the carbon flows between 160 countries. The study found tourism's carbon footprint is 8% of the global greenhouse gas emissions. The authors of the study said the big increase in this estimate is because previous calculations did not include direct and indirect emissions from the supply chains that support tourism. That means on top of the travel itself, the new estimate includes emissions created from the activities people do, the meals people eat, and even the trinkets people buy while on vacation. Global tourism is a growing economy, and environmentalists warn something needs to be done about the growing carbon footprint it is leaving behind.
A special new attraction is coming to Disney World, and Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, is here to tell us all about it. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Kristen. Well, I'm very excited for this next story because two of my favorite things in the universe are coming together, Walt Disney and Star Wars. Well, we finally know when Star Wars Galaxy Edge, well, that's the official name, everyone's calling it Star Wars Land. We now know when it's gonna open. It will open first in Anaheim at Disneyland. So when will it open? Next summer. Then in the fall of 2019, you will be able to ride on the Millennium Falcon at Walt Disney World. What this means is you won't be able to get into Disneyland until 2022 because the lines will be so very long. But again, Disneyland in summer of 2019, and you'll be able to go to a galaxy far, far away at Disney World in the fall. Kristen?
You know, just what Disney World needs, longer lines. Thanks, Jason.
Never underestimate kids. A new study out of the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada, suggests kids as young as 3 years old understand the concept of ownership. Studying children between the ages of 3 and 5, researchers were able to conclude that they have adult-like intuitions about who owns an object based on its location. And by the time kids were between the ages of 4 and 5, they were able to take an object's history into consideration. The study states that their findings suggest that children believe that people own objects in their territory, even when the objects enter the territory without the owner's knowledge or intent. Researchers even suggest that bringing up the topic of ownership and who owns the object might make kids realize that not everything is fair game and not everything belongs to them. More companies are relaxing policies that require employees to be tested for marijuana. Human resources firms say low unemployment and a high number of openings have made it harder for companies to fill jobs. More states have some form of legal marijuana, and recreational use is becoming more accepted. We live in California where it's legal.
Yeah.
You just buy it on the high street. It does seem stranger and stranger that there are places where you can get in a lot of trouble for weed, or where, yeah, if you tested and you had a bit of marijuana in your system, that could mean you lost your job.
Right.
In states where it's so normal, that does seem a bit ridiculous now.
No, it does now, because attitudes are changing.
Definitely.
The whole, you know, perception of marijuana is changing. The unemployment rate being low is a great thing, right?
Yeah.
And so they need to find these quality workers. And so the idea is, who cares what they do in their spare time?
Yeah, that's true. As long as you're not like masses of it in your body or you're high at work,
yeah,
if you just had a bit at night and fell asleep, it really doesn't affect your work the next day.
At least that's the changing attitude here. Restaurant industry, nursing homes, hotels, those are a few industries who are dropping their drug testing policies altogether, at least for marijuana.
Yeah.
Alrighty, looks like the way things are going. How about this story? Winning the lottery might be good for your wallet, but not so much for your neighbors. A study found that neighbors of lotto winners were more likely to buy conspicuous items and make very risky investments, eventually declaring bankruptcy. The researchers say it's all because of keeping up with the Joneses. So, you know, someone wins the lottery, they have a Maserati, you're looking out your window, I want a Maserati. And they start making very risky investments.
It's quite nuanced, the study. It's not about people winning lots on the lottery. It's not about people winning 100 million.
No.
It's about people winning 1,000 to 150,000.
Yeah, smaller amounts.
If you win millions, obviously you move house.
Right, you move into a different neighborhood.
Yeah, and sometimes this happens even when they don't know the neighbor won the lottery. It's just that the neighbor starts buying flashier things, and so you feel that need to keep up.
Right.
So they found a prize equal to the median annual income, $29,000, tended to raise the bankruptcy rate of the neighbors by 6.6%. And they found that every $1,000 increase in lottery winnings raises the risk of bankruptcy among the neighbors by roughly 2.4%.
This is incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Keeping up with the Joneses is a real thing. By the way, experts recommend if you do want to keep up with the Joneses, try working more.
Yeah, by walking to the newsagents a lot and buying more lottery tickets.
In today's hometown stories from Fox 35 Orlando, children in need of prosthetic limbs face many barriers, one being the price tag, which can be up to $40,000. But Albert Monero and his company, Limitless Solutions, are hoping to change that. While an aerospace engineering PhD candidate at University of Central Florida, Monero came up with a way to use 3D printers to make low-cost bionic arms for children. Now the UCF-backed company is beginning FDA trials on their newest generation of bionic arms. If they're successful, they'll go from helping a few dozen kids a year to thousands. Our next story from Fox 29 Philadelphia. New Jersey's Cooper University Hospital presented Dr. John Chovanes with the Military Employee of the Year Award. This is the first time the award has been given, and they couldn't have picked a better person to kick off the annual event. The trauma doctor and Army Lieutenant Colonel surgeon will continue to inspire others as he embarks on his fifth tour of duty. Our final story from Fox 5 New York. The New York City Housing Authority has come up with an amazing way to help underserved communities get better access to healthy organic food. The program Building Healthy Communities is bringing urban farms to housing projects across the city. Residents can serve as trainees manning the farm, and once the fruits and veggies are grown, tenants can buy the organic produce at a low price. Even better, trainees are then given help finding jobs where they can show off their newly acquired green thumbs. Millions of people are looking for love online, but there's a new study and it says the process can lower self-esteem and increase depression. Now, this all revolves around the idea of rejection, because in real life, you know, you get rejected from time to time, but then online you get rejected every day, like sometimes a dozen times because of the whole swiping and bypassing and all that.
I suppose, yeah, I mean, there are people for whom obviously dating online is very successful. But I guess if you find that you get rejected in real life and then you go online and you get rejected again, but at a higher hit rate, then it is going to cause self-esteem issues.
Right,
it
makes sense. And then you compare yourselves to other people all the time as well. I mean, hello, social media, but the dating, it's a little, the ante is upped a bit.
I mean, it's not an argument for not having it. I think that, you know, there was a lot of skepticism about online dating when it came out, and actually, it seems to me to be like a net positive thing. Like, it's a very good way for a lot of people to meet and fall in love.
But yeah, it's not going anywhere either.
It's not going anywhere, no. All right, a developer is building a new community on the California coast, and it's made up of roving rooms. It's aimed at Silicon Valley's elite, and the developer says it's an outdoor agricultural community.
Yeah.
It looks kind of cold and unappealing to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see that. I mean, the lot's quite big. It's $5 million to buy the land, and then it's $250,000 to place the home on the land.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know, it's like the opposite of the golf club crew. It's like a more agricultural, natural, you know, tech elite experience.
So. I don't know whether, is it natural or not? I can't work out if it's natural or not. Like, the location is nice. It's just the sort of the idea of living in a Silicon Valley designed, you know, small cube, essentially, 300 square feet in size.
It's designed.
It doesn't sound homely, right?
It's designed to be natural, though. It's like, it's kind of like the Truman Show. Have you seen
it? It is a bit like that.
You know,
that,
where they just design it and then the world's in there, you know?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see how this goes.
Very unnaturally natural.
Yeah. Okay, how about this story? An international soccer star is making headlines for a tattoo, and he's defending his decision to get it. English player Raheem Sterling has an image of an assault rifle on his right leg. So for obvious reasons, you know, there's quite a bit of controversy around this. You know, anti-gun groups in England are saying he should be dropped from the national
team. It was big in England. It's been a big story.
Because of this tattoo.
Yeah, I mean, my friend Piers Morgan has been weighing in on this.
Yeah.
very much against it. And I don't, I nearly wrote to him about it. I didn't because I have too many arguments with him anyway. But yeah. I'm like, I literally don't understand it. It's this guy, his own father was killed when he was 2 years old.
Gunned down, right?
And he has this tattoo as a way of saying, I shoot not with guns, but with my feet in soccer.
And it's on his right leg.
Personal point.
Right.
And also, we see representations of guns everywhere. A toy shop is full of representations of guns, toy guns. We see them on posters, on television. What does it matter if you have a representation of a gun as a tattoo?
Well, especially, you said the significance behind it.
Yeah, sorry, it does mean something. You're right. It means something personal and real, and that it's anti-gun.
That's what tattoos are all about, expressing whatever you want to express, and that's your personal choice. It's completely ridiculous to me.
It's ridiculous.
That anyone would have a problem with the way he honors his father.
Just go on there, worry about it. Yes, it's looking for controversy where none need exist.
Yeah, there's enough controversy around guns.
Yeah, there is. Without this.
Yes.
This is your top 30 health roundup. A new study out of the University of Guelph suggests that low-level exposure to certain pesticides, named here, is linked to a cell mutation known to cause Parkinson's disease. And for those already predisposed to developing the disease, the effects of the chemicals raise the risk to 250% higher than the rest of the population. The link was previously discovered using animal studies, and this is the first time they've investigated what's happening inside human cells. And if you're not sleeping well, you can probably blame nighttime snacking and junk food cravings. In a new study from the University of Arizona Health Sciences, the sleep researchers point to unhealthy eating behaviors as a direct link to sleep quality. The unhealthy eating behaviors were also linked to obesity and an increased risk of diabetes. And finally, the FDA has approved filler that can be injected into the back of your hands, giving them a more youthful appearance. Restylane Lyft is the first and only hyaluronic acid injectable gel to be approved by the FDA for use on an area other than the face. But it's not cheap. Doctors estimate it can cost at least a couple thousand dollars just for the first session. Apple is at the forefront of creating the latest technology, but did you know the company also created a way to disassemble that same technology? This is video of a robot named Daisy. Apple uses it to take apart old iPhones. Daisy is programmed to retrieve valuable materials from 9 different models and can disassemble up to 200 phones each hour. The robot is also able to sort all the reusable components it retrieves. The goal is to recycle as many parts as possible and to do it in the most efficient way possible. An estimated 35 million tons of e-waste hit landfills in 2016, and people say it's doing its part to minimize the environmental impact caused by old phones.
Airbnb is making a new effort to fight overcrowding. The company announced it will create an Office of Healthy Tourism to encourage more sustainable travel. Airbnb says it wants to empower local communities, encourage travel to lesser-known spots, and help travelers be more environmentally friendly. With over 4 million listings, Airbnb has more vacancies than the top 5 hotel companies. The move comes at a time when Airbnb has been blamed for making several large cities more crowded. Last year, the company was sued by the city of Paris for illegal listings. Both San Francisco and Amsterdam have taken steps to limit the number of rentals. Detroit has considered banning Airbnb completely. One of the company's advisors said, spreading the tourists around each city and each country geographically is an important step to solving this overcrowding problem. Airbnb hopes the program will encourage tourism to places that need it the most. A group of New Jersey 8th graders came up with a new idea to help detect concussions in football players. And the idea just won first place in a national contest. Jake Carlin, Josh Chostake, Alex Fisherman, and Ian Langan created HeadSafe after one of their friends suffered a concussion playing football. HeadSafe is a sensor that's placed inside a player's helmet and uses technology to determine if the head is hit and then calculates the force, vibration, and shock of the hit. That data is then sent to an app that can alert a coach or doctor about a possible concussion based on the severity of the hit. After winning a national competition hosted by Samsung, the boys will get the opportunity to meet with the company leaders. They hope this product can go to market and eventually help improve player safety in a sport that we're learning more and more can be very dangerous.
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.